Here's a thought about your peak moments in photography. Photography is a long process, you know. First, you have to travel somewhere, particularly if you're a landscape photographer, or you have to construct something in your studio you want to photograph, or you have to arrange for a model. Fuss, fuss, fuss. Then you have to get out the camera equipment, which you've tested and refined and practiced and you're accomplished with, and set it all up. Maybe that's just a tripod if you're in the landscape. Maybe it's lighting if you're in the studio, etc. Then you make the picture. Then you process the picture. Then you print the picture. Then you mat and frame it and hang it on the wall. Then you have an exhibition. And then, in theory anyway, someone might buy it. Question is, where along that long, long process is your peak moment of experience in photography? Where is the highest high you get in that process? Is it when you are standing in front of a landscape and you're there and you see it, and that's the moment of peak exhilaration, and everything after that is just mechanics of processing and printing and framing? Or is it when someone writes you the check? Or is it when you process it and you discover something that you didn't know was there? Or is it the idea that occurs to you and that just exhilarates you, and then the rest of it is just doing the work? Where in the photographic process do you find the greatest thrill? I think that's different for all of us. I think it's one of these questions for which there is no right answer. However you embrace photography and wherever that thrill happens to occur, that's right for you. But I do think it is important for us to know where that is, because that's the thing we want to multiply. That's the thing we want to have the most of. And maybe there are strategies and tactics and things we can do that maximize that part of the photographic process so that we get the most reward we can and minimize some of the rest of it, because it doesn't have much value for us. So maybe worth a few moments of reflection. I did so during my preparation for this video, and I realized that it's changed over the years. When I was in my 20s and I was still young with photography, my greatest thrill was when a print actually came out and looked kind of like I thought I wanted it to look. That's not a thrill anymore because it's so predictable. Equipment and techniques and controls that we have now make that a less memorable event. In my 30s, I had a different sort of experience. In my 40s, it was very definitely publishing my first book. That was the thrill of my photographic career up to that point. Now, that's not where the thrill is. Now, the thrill for me is really when I come up with the idea and realize I have something to say. That's when I get the most excited about photography. And sometimes that happens during post-processing. Sometimes that happens when I'm in the field. But it's a consistency now that I'm in my late 60s. I never gave it any thought when I was younger. I just endured the bad parts of photography because I thought that was necessary, and that the thrill of achieving something or the thrill of the moment, I never gave much thought to it because I never thought of photography as something I was pursuing for that kind of reward. But now I tend to think of it more that way, because it's associated with accomplishment for some reason in my thinking. When I have a moment of exhilaration, that's when I feel like I've accomplished something. That's when I feel like all the grunt work and the effort has been worth it. So thought I'd just maybe suggest that it's worth thinking about. Where in the photographic process do you get the biggest thrill? And how can you have more of that and less of the drudgery that tends to discourage us and draw us away from photography?